T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It is Jeff Garcia, the longtime San Francisco 49er Bay Area guy, joining us now on the Bay Area Chevy Dealers Guest Line. Jeff, thanks so much for taking some time this morning. Kate, Bonte, and Joe with you here on the Morning Roast. How's your Tuesday going so far, Jeff?
It's great. Just getting started, but it's all good. How you doing today?
We are doing great, and you are catching us at the perfect time because we are talking Jimmy Garoppolo, understandably. That's what you always talk about, right, on a football week. And I want to start with this, Jeff. Just blown away by this stat on Sunday night. Did you know, I'm sure you've heard it by now, that Jimmy was the first Niners quarterback to throw for over 200 yards and 3 touchdowns in a first half of a game since? Do you know the answer, Jeff?
I do know the answer, but I have a there should be an asterisk next to Jimmy's name because, you know, when you throw a 2-inch pass on a to your guy Debo, that counts as a touchdown when it's behind the line of scrimmage. That's why I think it's a 2.2 instead of a 3 touchdown first.
I love it. Well, obviously, for those of you who don't know, Jeff was the last guy to do that way back in December of 2003. So let's just start there, Jeff, because after a couple weeks of is Jimmy the guy, just wondering, what did Jimmy show you on Sunday night?
Well, I think he showed some mental toughness, first of all. I know that the critics have been out. They've been calling him out about, his ability to process the game and his ineffectiveness out on the field. Granted, hey, guy came back playing with a high ankle sprain. I know what that's all about. I had to do it myself back in the day when you suffer those injuries, and high ankle sprains are no joke, especially for a quarterback when you're pushing off that right foot and creating leverage and creating your hip transition through the throw and all those things that that correlate with accuracy and feeling comfortable in the pocket. And, that first half against Miami was a rough half for him, and he came out of that and he had to hear the naysayers doubt his abilities, and he came back and he played a solid game last week. Now, I think that Kyle Shanahan did an excellent job of play calling, of especially in that first drive, getting the offensive line very involved in basically creating football opportunities where it's not just trying to play smash mouth right down the center of the defensive line. They went sideline to sideline with Debo. Debo had a couple great runs, obviously a touchdown run, quick screen to Kittle. Then you hit him with Raheem Mostert right down the gut. You know, little things, changing it up, getting the ball out of Jimmy's hands quickly, not forcing him to stand back in the pocket, knowing the type of D-line that you were facing in. And really, it starts with the offensive line. The offensive line had not been playing well going into last Sunday night's game, and they definitely stepped up their play. Hey, McGlinchey had a solid game at right tackle. Trent Williams, a lot of questions about him and what he's been doing in the first 4 or 5 games of the season. He played better. Tomlinson played better. Those guys as a group, as a unit, played so much better. And when you have those guys playing well, now you're running the football. You saw the balance. I think it was 33 passes and 37 runs or vice versa, something like that, but very balanced that night. And that helps your quarterback. When you can run the football, now you involve play action. Now you involve movement. And you could tell he just felt more comfortable. He was better as far as his footwork was concerned, being able to push off that right leg. I'm sure he still is feeling weakness and not maybe 100% there, but he was better. And then you got to love the run toward the end of the game when he put his head down and he just took on the defender and gave it to him. And I think those are things that your teammates rally around, and they love to see that out of their quarterback, that toughness, that mentality that he's going to battle for that extra yard. Now, you pick and choose your times when you're going to do that, but at that point, hey, it was a statement for Jimmy.
You know, Jeff, the GOAT, Jerry Rice, was on with us yesterday. He said that play scared the hell out of him. He didn't like it at all, but it reminded me of a Steve Young, and it reminded me of you when you would scramble out of the pocket. Just talking about Jimmy G and the rapport that he has with these receivers now. How much effect does that have on a quarterback when you don't get to practice with Ayuk training camp? Deebo Samuel due to the Jones fracture. Going to week one, Dante Pettis, Trent Taylor, then George Kittle gets hurt right before halftime. The Jets game, you don't have any of your big-time weapons. It feels like now he's starting to get the timing with those guys. How much does that affect the quarterback, though, when you don't have the practice time with them, especially without a preseason?
Oh, absolutely. It has a huge effect. I mean, you nailed it right there. You don't have four preseason games, even though you don't play a lot in those preseason games. Hey, they're live bullets. You get to play against a defense where you're actually preparing and you're seeing your guys run the routes that they need to run and get the depth that they need to get. And when you don't have any of that, and then you're suffering through some injuries, not having the first game and the first probably and the week, couple weeks prior to that first game of working with Ayuk, working with Deebo, then like you said, the other guys, you lose Kittle. You know, you've got to give it to Kendrick Bourne because that guy has been the consistent one of the group. And it seems like whenever he's called upon, the guy delivers, whether it's down near the red zone in the end zone area or just on a third down over the middle. And he doesn't get really any of the recognition as being that guy that's been the constant, right? But you're right. When you talk about timing and rhythm and guys being on the same page, understanding each other, especially with a new guy like Ayuk, how's he going to run routes when he gets pressed and can't get off the line as quickly? Is he going to cut his route short? Is he going to still get to his depth? Because all of those things are important. The timing is so important. So when you finally start to have that, we talked about in our pregame show Sunday on NBC Sports Bay Area about there's no excuses for the offense now. They're getting back healthy. The defense has suffered tremendous injuries that are hurting them, that are costing them, especially when you lose your pass rushers. But on the offensive side, you had your offensive line pretty much intact. You were starting to get your receivers, your skill guys healthy. Mostert was back in, and that's a tough loss if we lose him again for whatever time length it is because he's so explosive. But when you have those guys healthy, like, what's the problem here? And so, yeah, week in and week out, getting that consistency in practice on a daily basis helps the quarterback from his mentality of how he's going to approach and how he's going to deliver to his guys and just that timing and accuracy that he needs to have and that trust more than anything with those guys.
All right, the Gilroy legend with us, Jeff Garcia, San Jose State's finest, one of the best. I mean, gosh, we wish you were still playing to this day, Jeff. I mean,
I mean,
you were.
I'm telling you, I can play.
I know you.
Oh, we know you
we
believe
know you
that,
can.
Jeff.
We know you can. I mean, believe me. But I want to ask you about. Just
I'm thinking about calling Dallas. Actually, like
they need some help. Really? I think you're better than Dalton right now. There's no question about it. With those receivers, you would do dirt.
I'm telling you, you got a running back and three top receivers in the league. I mean, gosh, there's no excuses there.
All right. Let's get back to Shanahan and Jimmy G, though, because I want to ask you, you brought something up about the passing, especially the stuff behind the line of scrimmage. I think 234 of the 270 or so yards that Jimmy threw for were like behind the line of scrimmage or yak yardage, I guess, basically. So it was a lot of catch and run. When you see that, when you just see the style of how they played on Sunday night, to you, is that more, hey, we're trying to win the game here? Or is that more like a functionality of, I'm trying to limit Jimmy Garoppolo's exposure to throwing a Jimmy Ono throw down the field? Like, how do you kind of delineate how much of that is by necessity and how much of that is, hey, this gives us our best chance to win tonight, but I might deviate from that next week?
Yeah, I think it's a game plan situation. I think you go into the game against the Rams, you see a team that gets after the quarterback, sacked the quarterback 8 times the week before, 20 sacks on the season, and you're a team that's been getting sacked, 18 sacks in 5 games going into that game. So you want to protect your quarterback. You want to not give those guys on the defensive side, especially Aaron Donald, which the offensive line did an excellent job against him on Sunday night. I mean, you talk about limiting a guy and his presence when this guy is just a game changer and a menace to opposing offenses. But Shanahan did a great job of just, hey, not allowing that to disrupt the pattern of the offense. And like I said, using the sideline to sideline sweep, getting that defensive line running, getting the timing of how things are working, changing it up every single down, getting the ball out quickly. Now you're hitting them with the run. Now you're hitting to the sideline. Now you're up tempo back on the line of scrimmage. All those things, really a game plan type situation. There's going to come a game, and maybe it's this week against New England where they stack the box and they're going to stop the run and they're going to force you to beat us one-on-one outside, and it's a pretty good defense in New England. So, you know, there's going to be some throws that are going to have to be taken down the field. The good thing is this is a defense that Jimmy's used to seeing. I mean, he went against this defense in practice all the time, so he knows what they're all about. And I think Kyle will game plan accordingly. But I really believe that last Sunday night's game was about, hey, we're playing the Rams. We know how disruptive they can be from a defensive line pressure standpoint. We're going to take that pass rush out of the game, especially early. We're going to frustrate them. And we're going to control the ball. And that's what they really did. Hey, the best defense for you is a ball control offense. They controlled the clock in a great way last Sunday night. It'd be great to be able to do that every single weekend. But no, game plan's going to change. Hey, what they have to do down the field or behind the line of scrimmage, that's going to change. And that's the great thing about Kyle. He does a great job of putting his guys in position to be effective and be successful.
Jeff, as always, it's great hearing from you. The Gilroy legend, as Joe calls you, NBC Sports Bay Area analyst now, and hopefully a frequent visitor to the Morning Roast here on The Game. Awesome, awesome catching up with you. Thanks so much for the time, Jeff.
Thanks for the time. You guys have a great day. Talk to you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.